knowing that there is some gross miscarriage of justice inherent in the legal situation that exists today, and then being confronted with an interaction with that legal system, the average person, such as myself, might feel even more bewildered. If I knew less and I trusted the law system, then I would go ahead and walk into their court and follow their rules and take my chances. But knowing that there's a fundamental unclarity and therefore deception going on, and that the attorneys were playing a different game than I thought that I had hired them to play, what is the recourse for an average person? How do they keep from getting themselves into even more trouble by knowing a little bit more than the average person? How do they strategically move, according to some of the things you've outlined in the first part of your talk today, so as to be prudent and yet not submit to this unfair situation of bad practice?
I think it's a broad question. I'm not sure if there's an easy answer to it, but I think the book of Hosea says very clearly that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And knowledge is the key. If I'm impressed about one thing with PQI, it's that their ability to get knowledge out to the people, their membership. It's admirable. I tell you, that's a quality most organizations don't have. And the fact remains that people are listening now. It's indicative that they feel the pressures of society. We do wake up and say, well, we're supposed to be free. Is this free? I have to do this, this, this. I'm required to do this. It's against the law now for not doing something in this country. They start to realize that's not natural. And again, natural law is based upon common law. And we're suffering now because we have no common law. It's not being used properly now. But the legislatures, I believe it was 1867 in the Judiciary Act, gave us the ability to go back into common law. It's called the Savings to Suitors Clause. If you invoke the Savings to Suitors Clause and the common law has ability to give a remedy in common law, you will be put in common law venue. But it must be invoked by you, not an attorney. It's in personam. You must be the one who invokes it. And again, how do you do that? Well, that's what classes are for. The fact that we have classes, obviously we have to make a living, but we're doing this to educate people
right.
as to what their remedies are at law. Because without that knowledge, you won't have any. The lawyers don't know them. Mm-hmm. Lawyers were not taught savings and suitors because they can't invoke it. They're doing quite well in admiralty equity. And the only ones suffering are we the people. And we have been enslaved. If you look down, talking about freedom, I was born in 1940. And I grew up in the 40s and 50s. Our country today versus then, to me, it's crystal clarity that we've lost those freedoms that we had even then. They were diminished even then. But now, today, it's amazing to me that the average person does not feel the infringement on their liberty. I feel it every day.
Would it be a fair analogy or metaphor to say that until one learns basic aviation, aeronautics, it would be foolish to get in a plane that's sitting in an airport somewhere and try to take off and fly somewhere? This is not a good idea.
No.
If you've only seen movies of people flying planes. On the other hand, once you put in your various hours to get your initial license, then you are in pretty good shape, if you had to be able to fly a small plane from point A to point B, as long as you don't run into any hurricanes, tornadoes, or thunderstorms. But that's not the same as being a jet fighter pilot. Those are advanced skills. So along that scale, most citizens are like people who have just heard about flying or seen movies or been a passenger, but they've never really looked at the controls, so they can't go into court and operate the situation. And on the other hand, they don't have to be jet fighter pilots to do this. Maybe if they got that fascinated and they really liked it, that's where they'd end up. And you've taken yourself to that level. But the average person just needs to put in enough class time and enough basic hours of study to be able to fly from point A to point B in a simple plane.
Sure.
And they're going to be in a very much more advantaged position vis-a-vis their future and any legal entanglement that may come up.